Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is your host, Curtis Harwell, and you are listening to the Curtis Harwell Fitness Radio Show, and we are America's best and most listened to fitness show, and we have well topped 3 million listeners, and we're well headed on our way over to 4 million listens, so I really appreciate everybody listening to the show today. If you'd like to call into the show today, you can call in at 347-850-8748. Or if you'd like to participate in the show on Facebook or Twitter, on Twitter you can get me at Get Fit by Curtis. That's my handle on Twitter. And if you'd like to get me on Facebook and participate, you can get me at Curtis Harwell. You can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit. You can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show. So any of those places, if you like to participate in the show, and we'll be looking at questions, trying to get them in on the air if I can today. And as usual for every show, we are live. We will have this show on podcast on iTunes. Usually it takes about 10 minutes, but we'll be on iTunes. And also you can go to the Curtis Harwell Show site, and you can listen to the well over 200, more than 200 shows that we've done, and all kinds of topics. I've tried to cover everything since we've been on, and we're at the point now we're starting to go over topics that we talked to about before, maybe a year or so ago. So, you know, just trying to get everyone caught up to date. Again, this is a terrific show that we have today, and my topic today is one that comes to heart. If you've listened to the show, and if you haven't listened to the show, I am a coach, a trainer, bodybuilder, competitive bodybuilder. I've trained thousands and thousands of people over the years, and fitness is my life. It's everything that I do. Everything that I'm involved with is with fitness, my coaching, my training, my fitness radio show, my clothing company, everything that I do is involved around fitness. So this is not a part-time avocation for me. This is something that is my life. Fitness is my life, and my sole desire, being in the industry, and the industry has been so good to me over the years and has given me everything that I have. I'm trying as hard as I can to give back, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I try to do as much as I can to help everybody out there achieve the goals and the desires that they have out there to get fit, get the fat off, look good, get that million-dollar body, and just feel as healthy as you can and live as long as you can. That's my sole desire, to help everybody. Now, today's show, I'm going to discuss trainers, okay? And I'm going to get more grief from this show. I've covered this, not this specific show, but I've covered trainers in the past, and I will tell you I will get at least 400 to 500 emails and messages from trainers and gyms, disputing what I have to say about trainers. So today what we're going to talk about, and this is for you, the average person out there who's never used the trainer, somebody that's looking to get a trainer, or somebody who has a trainer and who's not getting results. And this is why you're not getting results, is what this show is going to cover. So what I'm going to talk about today, why you should never, ever, ever use a fat trainer or coach, ever, okay? Now, I know there'll be people out there that will disagree with me, but I think the vast majority of people that are trainers and coaches that do this as an avocation, that do this to help people and not necessarily do it for the dollars and not necessarily for somebody that took 2 or 3 hours out of the day to go on the internet to take a trainer's test and spend $400 to get a piece of paper to stick it up on the wall. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. Somebody who's going to make a difference in your life, somebody who's going to make you look the way that you want to look and the way you want to feel. So we're going to talk about that. Now, there is just a huge debate in our industry whether or not you have to look, you know, fit to be a personal trainer or fitness instructor. Now, from my point of view, you have got to be fit. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about walking around with a six-pack all of the time, because basically, you know, walking around with a six-pack all the time really has to do with fat level, and your body fat is way down. So I'm not necessarily talking about that, but I'm talking about being fit. If you were looking to drive and learn how to drive a NASCAR race car, okay, you'd go out and hire Dale Earnhardt or someone of that ilk. You wouldn't go out and hire Lance Armstrong, who races bicycles, would you? No. So, you know, with so many overweight, you know, or fat people, you know, in the world being discriminated against for jobs, is there really a place for such scrutiny? And I say yes. Okay, and this is my opinion. This is my opinion. A lot of other people have this opinion. But what I'm going to try to do is get, you know, have you see it from both sides of you is what I'm going to try to do. Now, let's say we're going to take a fat, what I would call a fat fitness professional. Okay. Now, if you talk to them, and I do talk to them, I see them every day. I was out training this morning, and I was at Gold's Gym training this morning. And they have, they try to intersperse what I will call the bodybuilder, the big guy, okay, doesn't, not really, you know, fit, but fit. But he looks like he pumps big iron. They go from that to they go to the fitness trainers with pot bellies. Guys that look like they've never picked up a weight or they probably can't spell cardio. Okay? So we go from both ends of the spectrum. Okay. So when you take this fat personal trainer or fitness instructor, they will say, you know, what does how I look have to do with my expertise and ability to get the client results? Now, they'll also say I've spent years and years training and preparing for this career that I have, and it should be about what I know, not about how I look. Now, they'll also say the reason I'm not as fit as I could be is because I spend so much time focusing on the client. And my answer to that is a simple BS. Simple BS. Most of these trainers in the gym, most of them will have 2 or 3 clients a day. Some, 1 or 2, depending on their expertise. Again, most of these trainers have never really done anything in the fitness industry except go out and take this test, get this piece of paper, stick it on the wall, and I'm a trainer. Most have never really worked out extensively. They don't know the concepts of working out. They don't know all of the different types of working out. Pretty much as they know is what Gold's or whatever other gym teaches them in their classes that they may have or what they've learned online. Most of them don't have much of any practical experience, okay? So that's what I have to say about that. Now, let's look at the prospective client. Okay. Now, with the very high cost of personal training, which includes time and money, Okay. They want to make sure that they can select someone who knows what they are doing. Now, when I see these overweight trainers at the gym, I am not impressed and wouldn't give them a dime of my money to look like how they do. Now, to give an example, this is like meeting a hairstylist, let's say in the grocery store or on the street. She turns around or he turns around and gives you their card. But the hair on their head looks like a crow's nest. Is this a person that you're going to take their card and go to the salon to get your hair done? I don't think so, okay? So you just have to think about it. Really think about it. Now, there are a lot of awesome trainers out there who know their stuff, but basically get rejected due to their overall appearance. And, you know, it may or may not be fair, but in our industry, in the fitness industry, this is a visual business. It really is. And the first impression is the impression being the catalyst to a client calling and scheduling an appointment. Now, your skills could be greatly overshadowed, you know, by what's hanging over your pants, okay? So, you know, if you've got what we call the Dunlap, you've got that belly, you know, you look like, you know, you've been on that seafood diet, and if you don't know what the seafood diet, that basically means everything you see, you eat. You know, I don't know why you expect or why you think it is unfair that people make a judgment that they should or should not use you based upon your appearance. Your appearance really is the first thing that they're going to see. When you go out and you do the consultation now with this trainer. Now, it's a little bit different, like myself. I'm an independent trainer. So I do not work for Gold's Gym. I don't work for World's Gym. I don't work for any gym. I'm an independent contractor, and what you pay me comes to me. I don't give it to somebody else, and then they decide how much they're going to give me. When you get a trainer at a gym, you are paying that gym. That gym is not paying that trainer the amount of money that you're paying the gym. I will give you an example of this when it comes to the money and what you're getting for what you pay for. You can go to one of the big box. You can purchase 20 visits through the gym. Now, this particular gym, and I won't mention it by name, in the Austin area where I'm located, for 20 sessions, okay, you're not going to believe this, but for 20 sessions, it's $1,700. $1,700. And you don't get a choice of trainers, you get a choice of trainer of what the gym gives you. It's absolute lunacy. Okay. Now, you know, I can speak from a client's perspective and a fitness professional. I have, you know, when I was younger, I started when I was 13 years old. I have used trainers over the years, and if they did not look like they were fit, I never felt like they could get me where I wanted to be. You know, I wanted someone not only talked a good game, okay, but took the time to put their fitness first. When it comes to a trainer has to put their fitness first. Now, I want you to understand this. You, the potential client, you, the person that wants to get fit, get rid of the fat, who wants to change their lifestyle, who wants to live longer, who wants to eat properly, okay? if I can't do it myself, I don't know how you can expect or how you would be able to expect me to get you where you wanted to go. Now, from my perspective, I always wanted someone who not only talked a good game, okay, but looked like what I wanted to look like. You know, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, you know, how can you motivate me when you're not motivated enough to train yourself? It's absolutely ridiculous. And again, you have to keep in mind, you know, as someone that is trying to better your lifestyle, better your eating habits, your training habits, everything, okay, I have to motivate you. I have to inspire you. I have to do all of those things as a trainer to make you want more. Now, everybody that goes to the gym, you would think that they want more, but sometimes they don't want to give enough to get more. That's why myself, you know, it is so important as a trainer that I motivate the people that I work with. And part of the motivation and the inspiration is how I look. If I look a mess, if I look like that I haven't put the fork down ever, if I look like just an average regular person, you know, I'm not gonna motivate you to go to the next level. We hear all of the time, and part of motivation is that when you go to the gym and work out, you have a regular job. You may or may not have a family, may or may not have a wife or a significant other. So we have things in our daily lives that affects how we feel. Okay. So not every day are you at 100%. So I have to, as your trainer, when you look at me, I have to motivate you so you can give me 100% of what you have. You may have 75% that day, but I need to motivate you and inspire you to give me 100% of that 75%. Okay? If you can do that for me, then I will guarantee you the end results that you want. But if you look at me and I'm fat and I have a pot belly and I can barely do the things that I'm trying to get you to do, how is that going to motivate you? It's not. It will not motivate you. Another thing to think about when it comes to, you know, how a trainer looks and whether they're fat or fit. Does your trainer work out with you? Does your trainer participate with you? And I can probably say nearly 90% of the time, your trainer never participates with you. Your trainer's probably on the telephone, texting, making calls. Other people are coming around and he or she is talking to them. They're 100% of their concentration is not on you. And part of this is the motivation. They themselves are not motivated to get you motivated, because the end game here should always be that the client is getting everything that they paid for and more. And if you have a trainer that is unfit, fat, does not train themselves, they themselves cannot give you 100% of what they have that day. They never give it to you. And you should expect that out of anybody that's working with you. You should expect that out of any fitness professional. Now, I'm probably a little bit different than a lot of trainers. I'm fully booked every day. I rarely have an opening. I might add 1-2 clients per month to take a spot. But I'm usually booked from 4:30 in the morning till usually 8 o'clock at night, Monday through Saturday. And the reason being is because I give 100%. I look the part, but I give 100%, motivate and inspire the people that I work with. And every fitness professional should do that. But also one thing that I do that most don't do, I work out with every one of my clients. I train with them set for set, rep for rep, every workout. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have a trainer that does that. You don't necessarily have to have a trainer that participates in that. So that, I don't think that that's necessary, but I do think it is absolutely necessary that your trainer does participate at some level with you while you are training. I absolutely believe that. And that's what, now, I don't lift as heavy as I can personally lift, and I usually lift what my clients are lifting. But again, I do set for set, rep for rep, and I can do that 10, 12, 13 times per day because I'm fit. Okay, if I were fat, unfit, never worked out, could not happen. So, again, you need someone who's going to participate with you, you know, at a level that's going to motivate and inspire you. And a fat trainer cannot do that. Most of them won't even be able to do the movements that you're trying to get them to do. Now, I will tell you, you know, since I'm an owner of my own business and a professional, I say professional, fitness consultant, you know, I'm even more aware of the competitiveness of the fitness industry. It is competitive out there, okay? Every and anybody now can go online, do a test, pay a few hundred dollars, get a piece of paper that says that they, you know, they're a trainer. Trainer of what? You know, with more and more people entering the health and fitness industry every day, it just absolutely makes good sense to stay on top of your game, you trainers. You know, and I like it when my clients will say, you know, that I don't need to lose any weight, that I look great, that I always look great. And I always appreciate the compliments that I get from my clients. But, but the one thing that I always keep on the back of my mind and that I appreciate that there is always another trainer out there that is vying for my business, vying for my clients. And so on that note, you know, I work as hard as I can to stay in shape, work out with my clients, motivate them, inspire them every day. And, you know, you as someone that's looking for a trainer, okay, you need to make sure that you take the time to find a trainer that, you know, ask them questions. Do they work out? How long have they been in the fitness industry? Do they have an athletic background? How did they become a trainer? What did they have to do to become a trainer? What training have they had? How many clients have they ever trained? How many success stories? One that I always love, ask them point blank, do they guarantee results? Okay, do they guarantee results? And I will tell you, myself personally, I absolutely guarantee results for my clients. If you as someone that's trying to do the thing that you want to do to better your life, and you ask me, you know, do I guarantee your results? I'll say yes. As long as you can give me 75 to 80% minimum of what I ask of you to do the things that I need you to do to reach your goals, I absolutely guarantee that you will see results. Okay? And that's a hard thing to do. Most will not guarantee results. more, and think about it too, when you go to the gym and you sit down and you're talking to the manager or you talk whoever you're talking to, the salesman before you get your training, you know, how many times have you ever sat there and asked, well, can I interview your trainers that you have so I can pick out one that I prefer? More times than not, you don't. You most people that are looking for a trainer never do that. So that's what happens. That's when you get this overweight trainer. Now, if you, let's say, for example, you're going to pay the $50, $60, $7,500 per hour for this supposed fitness trainer, and you show up for the first day of training, and you get someone, I'll give you, I'm going to use my favorite Gold's Gym trainer. He's, you know, he's worked at Gold's Gym, at this particular gym. He's probably been there at least 11 years that I know of. You would not even think he's ever worked out. We're talking about gut, and I mean big gut. I'm not talking little gut. We're not talking any type. He has no muscle tone. He's someone that doesn't even look like they've ever been to the gym before. Okay. Usually this particular trainer, he is the first one that the gym will give clients to if he's free. Now, you get this trainer, you know, you have to ask him questions. You have to ask him why is he, you know, if he is not fit, how can I expect you to get me fit? If you don't feel comfortable with the trainer that they give you, how they look, if they don't look the part, it is your job as the client who's paying the bills to make sure that you get what you want. And then if you go through every trainer that they have in the gym and not one of them looks like they can take care of you how you, you know, or look like what you think you want to look like, or they don't have the expertise as far as nutrition, training, any of that stuff, I would not pay for it. I absolutely would not pay for it. Then that's when I would start looking for a personal trainer, someone that can work with you that's outside the gym. Now, most gyms are not really good about, so you know, most gyms are not really good about hiring or people using outside trainers. So you have to, you know, basically, as they say, you have to do it under the down low, for a better term, and have someone come in and work with you so you can achieve the goals and everything that you're looking for. But again, please just, you know, if you hire somebody as a trainer and they don't look the part themselves, how can you ever expect that they're going to be able to train you and teach you and motivate you and inspire you to be the best you can be? It's just not going to happen. You know, I guess there's a fluke every once in a while, but I will tell you, for the most part, when I see the people in the gyms that are working with these gym trainers, and even trainers that aren't gym, you know, that don't work for a gym, I will tell you firsthand, most of the people that they get never make the goal of what they want to look like. So, you know, my bottom line is here, you know, a person can be skilled and knowledgeable, but that's not going to pay the bills if you're skilled and knowledgeable, okay? Not only that, okay? If you're a trainer and you got the skill and knowledge, but you're not fit yourself, you know, you cannot give the proper advice, I believe, to someone that's trying to achieve fitness, okay? You know, I believe a fitness trainer should be fit to be able to give fitness advice. That's my personal opinion. And I know there's some trainers out there that don't believe that, but that's the bottom line. Pick someone that looks the part. I appreciate listening to the show. Hope I helped. and we'll see you on the other side. Have a fantastic day.